As a lyric recorder, was absolutely wonderful. Uh-huh. There's no doubt about it. And after a while, we bought condenser microphones from a Danish company called Octophonia.
Uh-huh.
Was making also a very, very nice cutter for gramophone plates at that time. Also well known over the world. And the same people also, that was the founders of it, very early, they found the noiseless film strip.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first film strip was so that when it was black and white, of course, you had in there, but it was made so that the talk or the sound was bought with the black part of it.
Uh-huh.
And that, of course, gave, you can imagine, then a little dust on the white part was making the sound.
Right.
And those people just had this brilliant idea of turning it around so that the intensity of the sound was black, and then the white was no sound. So that would say dust on the black white would make noise. Mm-hmm. A very simple idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it came very early. So they got a patent on it and they could make a huge company out of that.
Mm.
Simple idea.
Yeah.
When you think about it afterwards, you can't understand that why you didn't do that from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
For you had a lot of trouble with noise on those film strips, on the first time when the talking film came out.
Uh-huh.
Then Western Electric bought that patent later on.
Uh-huh.
Huge business out of it. Oh, by the way, when you were speaking about the you know, Marconi, he made the spark.
Mm-hmm.
Transmitters, big business out of that. And then Van der Paulsen came in with this continuum wave.
Yeah.
And Theo Petersen, he was there when they made the first, as I think, the first transmission of talk or music instruments over radio transmission. It was made from a radio station that's up here in
Yes, I know about that.
You know where it is, yeah. And the receiver was down the brewery at Tuborg, where the son of the manager there was very interested in electronics. Dessau was his name.
Mm-hmm.
He later was forced by his father to be a chemist, but all his life he was very interested in electronics. He ended up as a manager of this too. And he, as a boy, he was only 16 years, was sitting with his homemade crystal receiver and trying to receive that. So P.O. Petersen, one end, was standing by when the Valmer Paulsen people was trying to talk in the right microphone and modulate the real power going out to the antenna. So it was not you can only do it for a few times, and the whole thing was hot. down at the brewery, the Dessa was receiving the message.
Uh-huh.
It's funny to think that was the first
yeah.
Communication besides sparks
yeah.
in the whole world.